Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at the Curiosity Box. Embrace creativity and wonder by visiting 12hopflop.com/curiositybox. More on them in a bit. Well, hello there, lovely listeners. It's Floppy here, your favourite bunny, bringing you another hoptastic episode of 12 Hop Flop. Today's topic is one that every bunny and human alike needs to get right. Work-life balance. Now, I know what you're thinking. What could a rabbit possibly know about balancing work and life? But let me tell you, us rabbits are experts in the art of balance. Between hopping, nibbling, and finding the perfect cosy spot for a nap, we've got it all figured out. Now, I'm sure you've got quite a lot on your plate, whether it's work, family, or just trying to squeeze in a little you time. But achieving balance doesn't have to feel like a tightrope walk. In fact, I'm here to help you find that sweet spot where you're not hopping too fast or sitting still for too long. So, let's get into how you can achieve your own blissful balance and maybe pick up a few tips from us bunnies along the way. So, let's talk about what work-life balance actually is. Now, from a rabbit's perspective, it's all about finding the right mix between digging, playing, munching on hay, and, of course, resting. You see, we rabbits don't schedule time for each of these things. We just know when it's time to switch from one to the other. One moment we're zipping around the yard, and the next we're flat on our sides, snoozing away. That's balance right there. For you humans, it's a little more complicated, I know. Work-life balance doesn't mean splitting your time perfectly between work, family, hobbies, and self-care, but rather making sure each part of your life gets the attention it needs. Some days you'll have more work, other days you'll need to focus more on yourself, and that's okay. The goal is to find a rhythm that feels good and sustainable. Kind of like how I know when it's time to nap after a good hopping session. Now, let's talk about how you can tell if you're out of balance. Just like how us rabbits can get a little too excited and overdo it with the hopping, humans can also push themselves too far. Have you ever felt exhausted, like no matter how much you rest, you're still tired? Or maybe you've noticed you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, like there's just too much to do. That's a sure sign that your work-life balance is off. For us bunnies, the signs are easy to spot. After a day of digging and hopping, I know it's time to slow down when I find myself napping longer or when my partner, 8-Bit, and I start lounging around the house more than usual. It's all about listening to those little signals. For humans, though, you've got to pay attention to your body and mind. If you're feeling drained, irritable, or like you can't enjoy the things you love, that's your signal to pause and make a change. Hey there, wonderful listeners. I've got something mind-boggling to share from today's sponsor. Are you a curious bunny, I mean person, who loves exploring the wonders of science and learning new things? Then you'll absolutely love the Curiosity Box. Imagine getting a box delivered to your burrow. Oops. I mean, your home, 4 times a year, filled with premium science toys, fun experiments, and unique collectibles. The Curiosity Box is designed by brilliant minds, making it perfect for thinkers and tinkerers alike. Each box is packed with exciting educational goodies that spark curiosity and inspire creativity. From fascinating science kits to engaging video lessons, you'll have everything you need to dive into the world of science and discovery. Plus, these aren't just any toys. They're high-quality, limited-edition items that you won't find anywhere else. So if you're ready to expand your mind and have a blast doing it, hop on over to 12hopflop.com/curiositybox and start your adventure today. Trust me. You'll be amazed at what you'll discover. That's 12hopflop.com/curiositybox. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, let's hop into the good stuff, how to actually achieve balance. Now, we rabbits have our routines down pat. We wake up, stretch, have a nibble of hay, hop around a bit, and then it's time for a nap. Simple, right? For humans, though, it might take a bit more planning, but don't worry, it's doable. First tip, set boundaries. Just like I have my burrow as a place to feel safe and calm, you need to create spaces and times where work stays outside. Whether it's shutting down your laptop at a certain time or not answering work emails after dinner, it's important to carve out time that's just for you. Next, create a routine that works for you. Us bunnies are creatures of habit, and there's a reason for that. It keeps things running smoothly. For humans, building a routine helps you manage your time and avoid feeling like everything is piling up. Maybe start the day with something relaxing, like a cup of tea or reading, before diving into your work. And don't forget to schedule breaks. Even a rabbit knows that after a good hop, it's time to rest. And finally, make time for the things that bring you joy. Whether it's a hobby, spending time with loved ones, or just taking a quiet moment to breathe, you've got to give yourself that space. It's like how I love to take a moment to just sit, sniff the air, and feel the sunshine on my fur. Those moments make all the difference. Now, if there's one thing us rabbits are experts in, it's rest. You've probably seen me and 8-Bit flopped over in a corner, totally relaxed and content. That's because we know how to recharge after a busy day of hopping, munching, and exploring. And guess what? You humans need that too. Rest isn't just about getting a good night's sleep, though that's important. It's also about taking those little breaks throughout the day to recharge your energy. Maybe it's a quick walk outside, a few minutes of deep breathing, or even a power nap. Whatever it is, it's your chance to refresh yourself so you can keep going without burning out. Think of it this way. If you're always on the go, like a rabbit hopping from one task to the next without ever stopping to rest, eventually you'll run out of energy. And trust me, when that happens, it's no fun at all. So take a page out of the rabbit playbook, pause, breathe, and give yourself permission to rest. You'll come back stronger and ready for whatever comes next. So there you have it, my lovely human friends. Finding balance in life doesn't have to be complicated. Just like a rabbit knows when to hop and when to rest, you can find your own rhythm that feels just right. Remember, it's not about making everything perfectly even, but about giving each part of your life the attention it needs. Take small steps, set your boundaries, and don't forget to rest and recharge along the way. You'll be surprised how much better you'll feel when you let yourself slow down and enjoy the moment, just like a bunny basking in the sunshine. Thank you so much for joining me today on 12 Hop Flop. I hope you found these tips helpful and that you're ready to hop into a more balanced life. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a hop of wisdom. And hey, if you've got your own tips or stories about finding balance, I'd love to hear them. Drop a comment or leave a review. Until next time, remember, balance isn't something you find, it's something you create.